KMEN's In Focus on a Monday morning. Good morning to you, Troy, in for Brandon, who again is out on assignment for the moment. He'll be, of course, back with you tomorrow morning. Glad to be joined by Linda Teener with UFM. Okay, I need the refresher. It has been a long time since I participated with anything with UFM. Linda, what exactly is UFM?
UFM? Well, I'm glad you asked. UFM is a campus and community education program. We offer a variety of classes and other kinds of programs to the campus and the community that you might not normally see in a traditional kind of educational setting. We are a nonprofit, totally self-supporting, and we do everything from producing the catalog of classes that everybody, I hope, knows us by, but we also have the oldest community garden in Kansas. We have a mentoring program for teens that we'll talk about in a bit. We have a program for special needs adults called Project Excel that we'll talk about. We have a variety of other kinds of special projects that we collaborate with around the community. And we also, through the campus and community program with K-State Global Campus, we offer some recreational credit courses to the K-State community.
One of the things that had to be a challenge throughout coronavirus is being able to offer the wide variety of classes that UFM does and be able to get those to people.
Oh, that was correct. It was a big challenge for our community courses as well as our campus courses. You know, they closed the university and all programming over spring break last year, and we had 1 week to transfer 100 recreational credit courses online. Ooh. And they were talking things like boxing, yoga, dance courses. It's quite interesting to get it figured out. But, you know, we were able to get all but two of the courses rescheduled online. And we also worked with our community instructors to get as many things as we could online there. And all of them came through very well. We were very, very pleased and thankful for the instructors that we had who were able to help us through that. And talking about instructors, you know, our community instructors are people who just want to share something they know with others. UFM does not have a faculty. We go to the community every semester looking for people who want to share what they know with other people. And then we put the catalog together, organize it, do the registration, and offer that out to the community to learn other kinds of things from their friends and neighbors.
That being said, how nice has it been to be able to get back to doing in person as opposed to having to deal with the coronavirus restrictions?
Well, I have enjoyed it very much. We were totally remote working for almost a year, and I enjoy being back in the office, having the office open, being able to visit with people as they come in. And at the moment, we have several kind of hybrid courses. We have some courses that are still online, but most of our courses, either now or by fall, will be back in person. And, you know, that's what UFM really is all about, bringing people together to share what they know with others. And you can't just quite do that in an online Zoom environment where everybody has to be quiet and each person takes a turn and you don't get the hands-on experience or the real intimate interaction that you get working together in person. And so by fall, we will have almost everything will be back in person again.
One of those hybrid classes is finishing up this week, first aid and CPR.
Yes, first aid CPR is always a hybrid course. The participants do the book learning part and the testing part through an online program with Red Cross, and then they come to UFM to actually get the hands-on skills that they need. This is the only Red Cross first aid CPR class this summer. And so if somebody still needs it, I think we might be able to get another person or two in the course. But that will happen this Wednesday, and that will be the skills testing.
What else do you have going this summer?
You know, it may be almost July, but we've got an awful lot of things still going on this summer. We have a bead loom weaving class that's coming up, as well as glass etching. Thinking about Christmas, glass etching could be really cool. You could do personalized gifts for everyone, candles or glasses or other kinds of things that you etch. We have an intro to abstract painting class that I think will be really interesting. We have an online grant writing course coming up. And we also have a course for those that may be looking, what do I want to do with my life? Or maybe I need to change what I'm doing. And we have an online course on careers and career exploration as well, to look at maybe making a change, trying something new, or getting into something for the first time.
One of the things that stands out to me is one class that you have listed here, Battle in the American Civil War, Tactics, Command, and Generalship. Okay, as a history buff, that one got my attention.
And that is going to be a terrific course. Bob Smith, who is the director of the Fort Riley Museum, will do that course for us. He does courses for us quite often, particularly on military-related strategies and tactics. And this one, I think, will be very interesting, looking at the tactics and command of the Civil War. And that one is both live and also is available on Zoom if you can't attend live. And that'll be actually held out at Meadowlark, which they have opened up in just the last few months. So that's going to be a good class. It's going to fill very quickly. We often have 30 to 50 people taking Bob's classes because he is an excellent teacher and he really knows his history, Troy.
Yep.
He really does.
I had the opportunity a couple weeks back to talk with Bob about the museum at Fort Riley and where they are at in terms of what they're doing with refreshing the museum and getting
yes.
everything ready and online again, hopefully within the next year. So that definitely would be a class that I would be into. Of course, over the course of the pandemic, I found myself doing more cooking. I don't promise that it's, you know, as in depth and as good as can be found in some cases, but there's also some cooking opportunities coming up.
There are, and most of them, most of them are live classes now. We have Indian cooking. Hold on a second. Let me get a drink.
Indian cooking.
This happens every morning. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Indian cooking is at the UFM house. We've had several of them already. Very interesting, kind of hands-on. You could also almost make it like a date night where you and a friend or a partner could go and cook together and have dinner. We have a Vietnamese cooking class coming up in August. That would be very interesting, looking at what they eat in Vietnam and how to cook it. And then we have some practical things, edible wild plants, what to do with them, and an herbal first aid class that looks at using natural plants and herbs and keeping them on hand as a first aid option. We also will have a bunch more cooking classes coming up as the fall semester arrives.
And that catalog coming out at the start of August, all told, how many classes do you offer in a semester?
Well, I got a count on the fall schedule, and I think we've got 150 classes scheduled for fall. We used to make that easily when we were able to offer swimming lessons at the natatorium. But even without that, our number of classes has increased and our enrollments are continuing to be very good. So we really try to have something for just about everybody in the catalog. We have an infant massage class coming up. We have evening and chair yoga classes coming up. A class for those who might be thinking about retiring soon, understanding Medicare. I have been looking into that myself lately, and what a complicated system Medicare is to figure out what you need to do, and do you need supplemental? Do you need other kinds of things to go along with it? And so we've got a class on understanding Medicare to help work you through that. And, you know, in line with the conversations that we've had nationally about security breaches, we have a course on email and phone security to help you understand how to take care of those issues to protect yourself when you're online, when you're emailing, when you're on your phone, to keep from being hacked and perhaps having malware installed on your system.
That is highly important right now, especially with what we've been doing online. You brought up understanding Medicare, something else coming up. Project Excel returns this fall.
It does, and our students are so excited. Project Excel is a program for special needs adults that gives them a college-like experience. We meet on the K-State campus in the fall and in the spring. We organize classes for them, and they sign up for one class for a five-week session, and then they can take a different class after that. We've already got instructors lined up for fall. We have the space lined up, and so we are putting that little brochure together to send it out and let our participants know that Project Excel is back. This program has been so exciting and so fun and rewarding for everybody. Our students love to come. We have students that come as far away as Greenleaf and Marysville, which is over an hour drive one way to come to class. Our classes start at 9 in the morning and run till 11:30 on Saturday mornings. We'll start on September the 11th and run two sessions, 10 weeks right in a row. And they come, they love it. We normally have between 65 and 70 participants in that program every week. And we offer them a variety of choices. So we may have something fun on arts and hobbies. We often have theater-related things so they can do some acting. We have an improv class already scheduled for fall. We have a Dungeons and Dragons class scheduled for fall and are looking at other kinds of areas. So we try to offer them something fun, perhaps a life skill area, such as cooking, taking care of pets, personal hygiene care, just a whole variety of things. We've done first aid CPR with them. All kinds of things to keep them interested, engaged, and participating in their own learning. You know, once you turn 21, if you have a special need, you may not have any extra activities or are able to participate in other programs. And so this is at least something that our older population can participate in to get some enrichment and to participate with other people on a weekly basis.
The interaction part of that especially is a big, big plus.
Yes, it really is. Interacting with each other. And then we also have a variety of volunteers, often K-State students, who come and help us on Saturday mornings. And interaction with them is a really, it's good for both our students and our K-State volunteers. They learn from each other, they participate, they have fun, they share and get new ideas on how to do things. And it's really a really terrific experience.
Linda Tiener with UFM joining us this morning here on In Focus. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about the offerings that UFM has as they look towards the fall once again. But there's plenty of activities going on this summer. You can visit their website at tryufm.org. Thanks for being with us. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.